next group to perform is the Tuesday Big Band from Desert Vista High School under the direction of Mr. Michael Kirk. They'll be performing. They will be performing Blackbird, arranged by Tom Kubis, Blessed Relief by Frank Zappa, arranged by the Tuesday Big Band, and Latin Perspective by Oscar Hernandez.
This is Jamie Simmons from Middle Tennessee State University. I'm looking forward to this very much. This looks like an interesting program. Okay, all right, Jacob, you're a little flat, so if you can bring that pitch up, that'd be great, but I like your kind of soft approach. Oh, don't let that die there, drummer. In fact, you can put a little fill in those two measures. Nice ensemble playing here, guys. I like the gentle time in the rhythm section. That's good. You might even be able to come down more horns. I feel like you could have more counter and make that last two measures more. Okay, nice job comping here, pianist. You should use those chords in the beginning of the tune when the tenor player is playing solo. Okay, some good ensemble work here, guys. Okay, you've worked hard on this, I can tell. Trumpets, when you go up to those high notes, you gotta push with that air instead of dot, 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 dot. Legato tonguing on those. Good tuning on that last note, guys. Wow, good job. Okay, so band, we gotta figure out how to make it swing and have that energy, but yet be relaxed. So what I'm going to say is some of these lines, these linear things, we have to decide as a band. And lead trumpet player, you're going to do this. You got to find the syncopations in there that you want to accent a little bit more. And everybody has to do that. At times, I thought the band was overplaying the lead trumpet part. You may want to think about going in the stands in those quiet kind of band solely parts. Rhythm section, you cannot let down the intensity. Okay, even though it's quiet. Guitar, got to work on the tuning. Ooh, ouch. Okay, yeah, that's got to be addressed. And I would warm up the tone on your guitar sound. All right, Bradley. Okay, rhythm section, you guys got to back him up a little bit more. I'm going to say, Mr. Guitar Player, you got to warm up your sound a lot more. I would, fool around with your pickups and use the one that makes the sound the warmest, roll off all your highs. Patrick, nice stuff. Good, good. Wow. I might suggest figuring out some sort of band figures to put behind this. You guys can improvise those, figure out what the background chords are. really like those solos, guys. All right, guys. Hey, very impressive. Very impressive. Okay. Nice job. Sounds like, yeah, I mean, that's what jazz is all about. Just taking a tune and improvising on it. Rhythm section, I think we need to get stronger with playing the form and learning some different chords, comping a little bit better. Let's get guitar and piano. Let's get those in tune and playing together or playing separately. Okay, treading off the comping. Maybe some backgrounds in there would be good behind solos. Great. Did you adapt this? This is great. Good tune. This is great. Nice. Nice playing here, guys. Nice job with that squirrely little line there. Good job, Taylor. Yeah. I like how you use space in there. And you're going higher in your register. Here's a couple things you could do. Repeat one note. You can do an alternate fingering on D. Your D. One and one and three. Nice. Okay. Remember to repeat figures, guys. Repeat little melodies that you, or motives that you figure out. Nice, Jacob. Good, you're putting more air through the horn, man. Now, good, good. You should play like this all the time. It sounds so good and full and big. Yeah, play like that on Blackbird. Good, I love how the dynamics are building here. Congratulations, guys. Nice performance, okay? You guys have a lot going for you as a band, as an ensemble. Congratulations. Nice solos going on throughout. A lot of people stepping up to take those solos. Here are my, my comments. I think the Latin tune is definitely the strongest of the three, right? You guys feel like you're most comfortable with that. That's a really nice piece. With that, I want to remind soloists to do some of these things that make jazz solos special. Find a motive, a little snippet of a melody, and repeat it. Right? So the fourth time, you thought, well, what was I going to do? Well, I did something different, right? So that's something you can do that you guys didn't do that much, okay? So you can try that. I like how some of you guys are going more towards your high register towards the end of your solo, your climaxing. Why don't you try holding a high note out for a while? Awesome technique, okay? That builds tension, builds energy. That's a great thing to try to do. Sequencing up. Wow, right? Just moving up scale-wise to the upper register. That helps ramp everything up. In terms of just the play, the style, style sounded pretty good. On the swing tune, Blackbird, there was a lot of good ensemble work on a very challenging chart. This is like, that's pro-level stuff. I hope you guys realize That's what you're playing. So anything that, any of my criticisms, take it in that light. You're playing a very difficult piece of music there. But I think you need to think about the brass or the horns and the rhythm section. Where's the climax point in that big last shout ensemble section? Where is it? I think trumpets, you go up to your higher range. Mr. Lead Player, you got some real good chops there, man. So how as a band can we maybe economize a little bit more and save it and maybe turn on the gas a little bit more towards the end? Did you have a high B there, trumpet? I can't remember. You were up like on a B, C, C sharp, or something like that. So I think that's where you were. Well, anyway, we need to work on moving that towards that. Also, at times, I thought maybe the inner voices were overshadowing the lead part on that, so... Blessed Relief, that's a really cool idea for a tune to play. Now, rhythm section, you guys need to be a little bit more deliberate about your comping. It got pretty fishy with the chords. So I would say finding some different ways of comping and finding some different rhythms to play and getting real comfortable with those rhythms is really important on that. Again, the Latin tune, that was the strongest piece. It was very well done. But solos, I think you could take that piece to a new level. All right. I really enjoyed hearing this band. I really did. You guys have a really unique thing you have with some of in your program, doing some of the tunes your teacher arranged and the rote tunes. I love hearing that. It's better than hearing the same old arrangements all the time. I mean, some of those arrangements are great, but it's fun hearing new things. So I appreciated that. Listen, I hope this has been useful information, and I want to congratulate you and encourage you to come back next year. Keep coming, keep learning, keep growing, and... we'll talk to you, hopefully see you in another year.